I think, yeah, I really, like, honestly, I was home for the break and I was like, if there was a club that was designed, like, just for me, probably this would be it.
Yeah. Oh, PSA, we gotta do the PSA. Actually, Jesse, do you want to do our PSA for
I would love to.
Sweet. What? So every hour we have to do a little promotional thing. Okay. Usually bands do like a jam. I mean, we can do that, but we can also like be like la 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 or like whatever it might be in the background while like yeah. Yeah. But
how long is the PSA?
Just a little bit. That's all. Just so the people know what they need to know. How are you doing, Kaya?
I'm doing great.
All right, Jesse, take it away.
Use your head, wear a helmet. Whether you're riding a bike, whether you're riding a bike, hitting the slopes, or skating across campus, make sure to buckle up that helmet every time. Helmets reduce the risk of serious head injuries by up to 85%. They're not just a suggestion, they're a lifesaver. Wear a helmet, be smart, stay safe. This message was brought to you by your Headstrong DJs at 90.1 WRUV-FM Burlington.
Oh yeah.
Wear a helmet.
Okay, yes. Everyone wear a helmet.
Jesse, that was very informative. Thank you so much.
Thank you. That was, yeah.
They're actually really cool. There's these ones that have spikes on them, and they make you look like you have a mohawk.
I want to get one of those for skiing really bad. Yeah, I want to be like
cool.
A toddler.
The unicorn horn on it, too.
Oh, yeah. All right, Jesse.
Okay.
What are some of your influences, and what's this song that you're going
to
be singing for
okay,
us?
Okay, I desperately wanted to be asked this question. I love... My biggest influence is probably Billy Martin or Adrian Lenker. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oops. You're all good. Yeah, I like so good if you haven't listened. The Crown by Billy Martin is one of my favorite songs, so yeah.
Sweet.
Oh, and I'm going to be singing a song. I'm going to be singing two songs. I was going to sing one, but then I was like, why not? And this one is called Limbs. It's about this like crazy dream I had. So.
Let's hear it.
I've been dreaming about limbs that are places they don't belong, and I don't understand why my mind's so dark. I don't have these thoughts in the daylight, and I find my subconscious so hard to fight, but I wonder if this is an omen about anything. Serendipity smiles down on me. There's a crow that flies by my window side, and she taunts. And I wonder if these dreams mean nothing, or if I'm just falling. Unless this funny thing's real, and I'll stand in the open door. I realize that now I am a grown up. Things aren't always as simple as they seem. Yeah, they're spinning and they're turning and they're fracturing pieces of who I used to be. Oh, I thought I was handling well. Now I'm falling down this cold, damp well where the creatures are snarling. Asking me, why do I care so much about everything? Serendipity smiles down on me. There's a crow that flies by my window side, and she taunts. And I wonder if these dreams mean nothing, or if I'm just falling. you.
Jesse, that was incredible.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for singing that. You could definitely tell those. You could definitely tell those influences. It was amazing.
Oh, thanks so much. Okay.
What's this
switching
next
guitar
one?
Thank you, Ashna.
Yeah.
Thank you, Emily. Okay, so switch guitars because I'm in D minor open tuning now. This guitar of mine is a little janky, actually. It has a bit of a buzz. I don't know if you can hear it, but
it's good.
Whatever. This song is called Feathered. I wrote it on Monday. So
yeah.
It's
new
very
stuff.
New. And yes.
Do you have anything that you want to plug?
Actually, well, I do have something out on Bandcamp, but it's like
okay.
not my favorite, but it's Jesse Rose if you want to listen to it. But hopefully I'll come out with more stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Take it away.
Oh, wait, that's wrong. Soft words and bitter hurt. It's like every day I'm weathering away. So I take my time to find what's right. I'm uncertain if I'll make it out alive. I'm in a whirlwind. I'm just spinning around like a dancer in a music box. Her skin is breaking, porcelain's cracking, and I'm falling for the time being. Da 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 da. I'm feathered and flying away, and I never see the ground as it rushes to my face. So I'm soaring high in the clouds. Count your wishes on each single peak. I promise you now. I promise you now. I promise you now. Ice is in the walls. I'm freezing to a pulp. My tendons cracking. Everything feels wrong. I'm making my life harder. Is it a waste? And my feet turn to claws now. I'm just turning upside down like a wolf in a fox house. She said, follow the cross now into the woods. Da 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 da. I'm feathered and I'm flying away, and I never see the ground as it rushes to my face. So I'm soaring high in the clouds. Count your wishes on each single piece. I promise you now. I promise you.
Awesome. Jesse Rose.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yeah, again, Songwriter Circle at Songwriter Circle UVM on Instagram. Go check us out. Yeah.
Well, first of all, my mom texted me and said that she loved what you said about being far away from mom. And secondly, my dad said, for any other students who are listening at other schools, you should totally start a songwriter circle because your songwriters need a home and people to, yeah, just feel family with. And I feel like it can be feel like intimidating or like competitive or whatever in the music scene, but yeah, it's just everybody's so I don't know, what's the word that I'm looking for? Yeah, collaborative. Yeah. I don't. There's one at Penn, but it's you have to audition for it. Yeah. So Penn, you should open up your songwriter circle. It's not a circle if you have to audition for this. Yeah. It's a closed circle. Nerds, apparently. Nerds. Oh, you Penn.
You Penn. You guys are more.
Even more nerds. Shout out Songwriter Circle Seattle. If anybody's listening, thanks for inspiring me to start all of this. So, yeah. I don't know about General Songwriter Circle though, but there should be more. There should be more.
One per college, maybe even two. We have Cal Slyler. How do you pronounce your last name again?
Siler.
Siler. I'm so sorry, man.
It's okay.
Cal Siler. What is the how have you been in the club?
How long I've been in the club?
Yeah. What song are you singing and everything like that? What are your influences?
Okay, so I've been in the club since my freshman year, and I've been doing it ever since. And influences. I really like Bon Iver a lot. I sang a few of his songs at a few open mics. I really got into exploring more beach house stuff. I really love. I love their production so much. So that's why I've just done that. And I also, what else? My favorite artist is Frank Ocean. So, yeah. So he's always an inspiration, probably in there somewhere. And this song I'm singing, I'm only singing one song. It's a concept that I came up with like months ago. It's about it's a song called Head Flowers, and it's about allowing people to learn more about you by taking flowers from your head. Ooh, so
like very abstract.
Yeah, it was like on, I don't know who like mentioned it, and I was, it was something like, was it you, Macklin? Yeah. Yeah, it was just like, that'd be a cool song idea. And I was like, yeah. I'm trying to get this mic closer to me.
Yeah, sweet. You can hold it wherever you want.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Jesse, how are you doing?
I'm doing wonderfully, thank you. That was so fun.
Yeah.
Great job. What is your favorite part about today?
It was lovely walking in the snow.
Ooh.
It was super snowy today.
There
so
we go.
My way to class and everything. And not that cold. Like it's
yeah, no.
Cold. But yeah, that was great. And I'm in this really fun dance class. So.
What type of dance?
Well, it's like movement. But the people in it are really funny, and we just kind of, like, do random stuff in the big, like, dance studio in Cohen.
Sweet. Speaking of movement, sorry, big segue. We got Cal. Take it away, Cal.
All right, thank you. See. person I dream of. Please don't be hesitant to pick a few flowers from my head.
Amazing. Chat just says, chat just says, this guy sounds like Radiohead Tom York. Crazy.
Me? Really?
Yes. That song definitely had that radio vibe. It was awesome.
Or whatever. Whatever he sounds like.
Thank you so much, Cal.
Thank you.
Killed it. Next we have Eden Stein.
Eden. Wait, I'm sorry. Can I borrow someone's
guitar? Yeah, wait. I think mine's over there somewhere. Yeah.
What is it in?
It's standard.
Awesome.
Yeah, might need to touch it up a little bit. Do you have tuner?
Yeah, I can use my app.
All right, cool.
Tuning app.
Yeah, everything's app. Everybody on their phones nowadays.
I have an iPad, baby. Okay.
They need to get out.
I don't want to get out. It's too cold.
Hi, Logan. Should we tell them what we do in the club?
Yeah, I think that would be a good segue.
Yeah. What's your favorite thing that we do in the club?
Ooh, my favorite thing, I mean, I love, like, our songwriting challenges. One of my favorite was, and I think it's, like, ingrained in my brain forever, is we had this really weird, one where it was random genres and random, like, pictures, and we raffled it out, and there was this one particular photo of Scrub Daddy. And I actually had an interview recently for some music stuff, unrelated. Really? But I talked about that in the interview. So it like
that's
I and I talked about
out.
I talked about songwriter circle. I love
Aww,
it. Yeah.
So sweet.
Yeah. What's your favorite part of the club?
Are you talking about the when it was only Scrub Daddy pictures, or like there was just one Scrub Daddy thrown in there? For context, we had this songwriter challenge.
It was the one that like was big in the group me.
Okay, it was probably the big boy, yeah, Scrub Daddy. Yeah. Basically, we had all these pictures of Scrub Daddies in different stages of disrepair or repair. Mm-hmm. And we wrote songs about them, and they were fantastic and hilarious.
What's your favorite part of the club?
The people.
People, the places, and the things. All nouns.
Remember, that was our introduction to Songwriter Circle.
Yes!
Like, our first time was Scrub Daddy.
It was
Yeah.
Awesome. So,
Songwriter Circle is not yet sponsored by.
Yeah, sponsor us, please. We need you. Eden. $1 trillion. Eden.
Maybe that was Scrum Daddy all along.
Yes. Scrum Daddy. Reveal yourself. Eden, thank you so much for singing with us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
What's your favorite parts about Songwriter Circle? What are your influences, and what's the song that you're being singing that you're singing us?
I think my favorite song part about Songwriter Circle is just like all the inspiration I get. I'll literally like at the end of every like meeting I go to, and we do the open mic. The second I get home, I always write music because I'm just like, oh, I have this idea and this idea and this idea. And so I feel like it really just like makes me so much more creative, and I've made such great friends here. And I can't attend the meetings this semester because I have a class at the same time. And I was like on the phone with my mom, and I was like, Mom, what do I do? I can't go to Songwriter Circle. And then in terms of inspirations, I love, these are like two very different artists, but Julia Jacklin and Tom Waits. I know there's like no correlation, but those are like my top two.
Sweet.
Yeah.
What's the song?
This is a song I wrote a few weeks ago about my first friend ever, and due to some bad stuff, which like nothing bad happened between us, but like in her life, she had to move, and I can see her house from mine. She lives in this big tower, and I think it's kind of just like sometimes I walk out and I see it, and I just get a little sad. But it's kind of a sad song, but I think there's also like a message to like be grateful for what you have and the people that are in your life, and people come and go, and it's really about like spending time with someone and appreciating it.
Sweet. Eden's also in a band called Snow Day. Go check them out.
Yes. Yeah, our Instagram is at Snow Day the band underscore, I think. I know there's an underscore somewhere, but I don't know where. But I don't think there's a lot of bands called Snow Day, so I'm sure if you look it up, like, you'll find it, hopefully.
There we go.
So, yeah.
Eden Stein, take it away.
Plastic beads, elastic string, sky.
That's the only song I have because I thought we could only do one.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. Thank you so much. We're just too good at talking. We need to speed this thing up. Next, we got Macklin. Give it up for Macklin. Macklin, what has been your experience with the club, and what's this song?
Okay, yeah. My experience with the club is that basically I was at an open mic, or like my whole first year I was like searching for something like the club and I couldn't find anything. And then I went to an open mic, a Real Love Records open mic, and Ashna was there and then introduced me to Songwriter Circle. And since then I've been in Songwriter Circle and it's been amazing. And that was like 2 years ago or something. So yeah, and this song is called Future Butterfly, and yeah, thanks.
You've been listening to the doves cry the walls of your safe, reminder of love lost, the past year quickly erased, and telling secrets to the night sky, no wrinkle for your pouring face. Stare at the pavement, so only streetlights know your name, but you can't hide. I know you, man, let me say, it's alright, little one, there'll be another sun. No, it's alright, little one, be quiet, you're on your own. I hear clues in your voice like loose stone, not ready to replace. And one day you'll use me, a chrysalis, a warm embrace. And you can cry. I'll wipe your eyes and say it's alright, little one. You'll be someone else's son. No, it's alright, little one. Now I'll be with you, butterfly. And if you don't need me, that's okay, I guess. But I'll be here if you decide. I'll see you through the other side. I'll see you through the other side, butterfly.
Everybody, that was amazing.
And don't you have something coming out
soon? Yes, this is it. February yet?
No. Yeah. Well, is it? No, well, not yet. Never mind.
Okay, in February, in a couple weeks, I'll be coming out with the EP called Future Butterfly. That's the title.
On where streaming? Where can they find that?
Yeah.
What's the name?
Macklin Roberts. Roberts. MacLan Roberts. Sweet. Yeah, on everything.
That was
yeah.
very Elliot Smith. Elliot Smith.
Thank you.
Elliot it.
Thank you, Macklin. Macklin Roberts, everybody. And next,
hey.
We got the Kaya Ellis.
I'm going to do something else first. And then if we have time, then we can do that one. Hey!
How you doing, Kaya?
Hi! I'm so good. Thanks for having me. Oh my gosh, this is awesome.
It's my pleasure.
I'm so happy to be here.
So
yes. lay it on me.
What's been your experience with the club, and what's some of your influences, and what's the song that you're going to be singing?
Okay, I guess I'll start with the first question. My experience with the club, I seriously have no idea how I got involved other than just being best friends with Ashna. Like, I was trying to remember, like, the first time I went to Songwriter Circle, and I can't. It just feels like it became a part of me, which is so wonderful. I love, like I said earlier, I love learning about everyone's songwriting processes, and I love being able to take something in progress, which this song I'm about to play is. It's not finished. It's not a fully fleshed out idea yet. I just love the supportive environment. I mean, overall, I feel like the Burlington music community is, like, incredibly collaborative and incredibly inclusive, and just another way that it manifests through Songwriter Circle. So, yeah.
Totally.
Yeah, influences, I'm kind of all over the place. I don't know, Willow, Indigo D'Souza is a big one of mine. Shout out her. She literally, like, DM'd crazy. Me on Instagram. It was crazy. It was from Fall Fest, and then I gave her a letter, and it was crazy. Anyway, so we're best friends. I love you so much, Indigo D'Souza. Hit me up. Hit my line. She's totally listening right now. This song is untitled at the moment because, as I said before, it's a work in progress. And also, I don't really know how I feel about the lyrics yet, but yeah. Okay. Let me just make sure I'm in tune.
Hi. Hi, Ashna.
Hi, Logan. I was going to say one thing about Songwriter Circle, like Kai was saying, is that if you play a song and you don't like it, someone in the club will love it and make you feel really great about it. And then you'll be like, wait, it's not that bad.
It's not that bad. It's just a little
self-doubt
bad.
Self-doubt is a big thing. So that's why this club is awesome.
No imposters here.
Okay.
Here we go.
I think I'm ready. Oops. I'm going to take my keys off my belt. Cool. All right.
Thank you.
In the twang.
Yeah, sick. You know.
Yeah.
Do we have time for me to do another song?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, per Macklin Roberts. I'm calling back the infamous Macklin Roberts.
Infamous. Oh.
Is that not a good word?
That
famous.
Guy. Yeah.
The Macklin. Awesome. Sorry.
The awesome.
The awesome. Macklin. I don't know.
Macklin Roberts.
I thought that was like a. It's like evil. Oh, yeah. Macklin is actually evil. Yeah. Macklin is evil and. Literally the devil. No, just kidding. Macklin is my little baby sweetie boy, and I love them. Anyways, so Macklin and I are currently working on a project, which
is... Is this the song that I like?
I don't know, is it?
No, I think this is the TikTok one, right?
Ah, yes.
Yes.
Ah, yes, this is. I have an EP coming out on May 22nd.
Yeah, mark your calendars.
Mark your calendars. It's called Hourglass. So that is the first like public announcement of the EP. And Macklin is helping me write on a couple of the songs. I have to like tune up. Also, shout out. I have like some electronic stuff out on Spotify with Kate Kush and DJ New Mantra. It's called MO, and then all of the MO remixes are coming out this Friday. So on all streaming services, and they are awesome. Shout out 80 Kim, shout out Slate, shout out Hepatica, shout out Gender Death. They all did remixes, and Kate Kush also did a remix of it. So yeah, mark your calendars also.
Let me just tune this to an A stream.
Remix what? No, because I figured that would be so boring to just hear like the same song over and over again, even though it's like different kind of. I don't know.
I saw you at the club.
This song? 3 minutes and 20 something seconds.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
We got two more people after, but thank you. Here we
it's
go.
Called Hourglass, funny enough.
Ha. Huh.
I'm good at talking. I live in dissonance. People perceive me. shaking. I wanna love you. Or maybe someone else. I wanna hold you. Or just the skin I feel.
So much. Next up, we got the one, the only, Henry Kuzma. Get on the stand.
From Chicago.
From Illinois.
Sorry, Logan, there's actually three of me.
Three?
Yeah.
So, oh, because you said the one, the only.
Yeah. Oh. The
so you have to fact check that.
Three, yeah. Never mind.
Are you the Holy Spirit? The Holy Trinity, I mean?
Yes.
That'd be arrogant to say.
Mm. Well, you can be arrogant. Secret, you're on family yeah, secret. Yeah. $1 trillion. All right. Henry, tell us a little bit about yourself, about the club, influences, and what the song is.
I'm Henry. I'm from Chicago, as mentioned. I do the community corner at the Songwriter Circle, which is this little feature where I try and hype up every little band in town I can find. I think the Songwriter Circle is such an important space, especially I think my favorite thing about it is like just the attitude it surrounds me with, which is like such a creative experience that like really gets my brain going all the time, because I see all these people creating incredible things. I'm like, I want to make cool stuff too, and I think that's so great. Was there more?
What influences and what the song is.
I think this song specifically is probably a little bit influenced by the Foo Fighters, but in general, I'm very influenced by like the Flaming Lips and Wilco and a lot of different bands.
Those are great picks.
Yeah.
What's the song?
This is a song called I Crashed My Car. I wrote it 2 summers ago. It's the first thing I ever tried to produce, and it's just a fun, silly little one.
Sweet. Take it away, Henry.
You say drive safe, and I laugh and scoff. It's not that urgent, drive a car, I say, and then I'm off. But my mistake stuck in my mind. I drive all stressed, depressed, and
far into my car. Hitting the gas, but I don't make it very far. I'll never see the highway. Can't make it past my driveway. I crash my car into my car. I-90 calls, but I can't follow. The courts have got my name and now there's no tomorrow. Insurance rates fly through the roof. It's so expensive when you crash a car and I crash too. Lost on an endless highway, losing my head in space. Feels like my life's gone astray. I always get in my own way. I drive and crash my car into my car. I'll never see the highway. Can't make it past my driveway. I crash my car into my car. I crash my car into my car. Didn't even make it very far. And now I'll never see the highway. Couldn't even make it past my driveway.
Henry! Also, Kaya's song M.O. is out now with DJ New Mantra and Kate Kush. Yeah. Thank you, Henry. Do you have another song for us?
I've got one more.
All right, let's do it.
All right. This is a song I wrote last fall. It's called Falling. It's like the fall. It's awesome. Autumn passes gravity till I hit the ground. It's pressure building in my knees. That's another pound. And I'm falling.
Working threes.
my honey.
Everybody.
Sweet.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Next up, we got Keegan Lafferty of Cows on the Moon fame. Last but not least, what has been your experience with the club? What are some of your influences? And what's this song?
All right. Hi. I'm Keegan, and I actually helped Asha start Songwriter Circle.
Shout out to Keegan.
Asha was interviewing me for an article about Cows on the Moon, and then we ended up just, like, really clicking and getting along, and you asked me for some help, but you did most of the work. But
I couldn't have done it without you.
No. Yeah, so I love Songwriter Circle. It's the best. My schedule this semester also doesn't line up, unfortunately, which is really sad. I miss it a lot, but I love coming and being able to see people when I can. So, yeah, my primary influence is Taylor Swift. She's the person who, like, really, like, made me start songwriting in the first place when I was, like, really young. But my influences have definitely expanded a lot since then. I also love jam band music, like Fish and Goose. I also love Gracie Abrams. Anyway, this is a song called Anechoic Chamber. Also, I have a song coming out at midnight tonight.
Yeah.
It's a cover of Bad Blood with Frankie White, so go listen.
Check it out. Keegan, right. Take it away.
I'm staring at the floor, wearing a chorus light t-shirt. You sound like Eddie Vedder in yellow, like butter in a thing. You're gonna make me cry. Take the reverb off the keys and drive. They took out all my teeth. I bet I could spend an hour in the screaming void. I tend to make the strangest of choices. In silence, really try. You insane. I have nothing, nothing at all to gain. Thank you.
staring at the floor, dizzy, distressed, and disoriented. I can't stay here anymore. I wish that I could shock myself or feel some torment.